At the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo, one of the American stars in agri-science, one of the finalists is Caitlin Hallam. She's from the Spanish Fork FFA chapter in Utah. Now, Caitlin, tell us a little bit about your project in agri-science, or multiple projects.
I have a project consisting of 3-week brooder weights of pigs, and in this project I tested to see if the implementation of a brooder box would increase the weights of pigs. So I weighed the pigs before the experiment and after the experiment, and what I found is that by the use of a brooder box you can cut electrical bills in half as well as gain 2 extra pounds on your pigs just after 3 weeks. Another project that I did was sex segregation on turkeys, and my findings are that sex segregated birds will gain more weight on less feed, which is significant to not only my project, but also to large scale productions.
Now, Caitlin, where did you find the motivation to want to do this research? Was it because of the farm, or what experiences did you have that led to that?
Utah is big on turkey production, and we have a big turkey show every year, and my extension agent actually got me involved in doing turkeys, and so I started 5 years ago. I had 20 turkeys, and it's been built up to about 240, and I'm just interested in finding the best way to raise a turkey on the less amount of money so that those kids can sell those turkeys at that show and actually come out with a profit.
What has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced during these research projects?
I think my biggest struggle was entering data and using the data processes, because those were very tricky. But I found that the more I entered in data, the easier that process became, and it's helped me in more ways than I can say.
Let's talk about your FFA career. What did you do in high school, and where are you at now?
In high school, I participated in FFA all 4 years. I started out as a committee chairman. I went on to be the historian as well as the reporter. And those have helped me learn very valuable leadership skills and have helped me lead into my college experience and help me be better prepared for my college experience.
Very good. Now, what advice do you have to offer to anybody that's just starting out with their supervised agricultural experience?
Spend as much as time as you possibly can on that SAE, because whether you think of it now or not, it will benefit your life not only in FFA, but in your life as a whole.
Very good. Well, that was Caitlin Hallam. She's of the Spanish Fork FFA chapter located in Utah, an American star in agri-science, one of the finalists, one of the final four. So we'll find out the results tonight. Reporting, I'm Bryce Duskett.